This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Kevin asked this question. I think it's only fitting that we have so much going on with sports tomorrow that we discuss this today. And it is Rangers get Taylor Hearn on the mound for the first time tomorrow. You get to see that debut. You got the hockey playoffs going on tomorrow. And then you got the NFL draft going down tomorrow as well. You can hear all that coverage on the NFL draft right here on 105.3 The Fan.
And I'm just saying, the NBA draft lottery is 2.5 weeks away.
Yeah, and listen, and you have a big pick going on there too. And every year we do a special for the NBA draft. We always do. I think this is, I've always said this about the NFL draft with Broadus and KT and Jeff and Sharif and all the guys that do all their work on that. They're amazing. And their knowledge base is phenomenal. And, you know, we do work here too. We watch a bunch of the players too here on this show because we want to make sure we're giving you good information. But when it comes to NBA draft, I promise you as well, you will not find a more fun and more entertaining and more informative NBA draft show than you have here at 105 Through the Fan. Skin dominates that thing. Then we have Nick Nepik and Hagee, and I'm just kind of there like, hey, I like sports. You like sports, and we do our thing. So it's a lot of fun.
Just saying, me and Nick told you guys that you're going to like the Luka pick when Absolutely. A bunch of people were still like raging against, oh, we got another foreigner.
I just want to point out also, we had Luka first last year.
Yep.
Last year when Luka got drafted, the first station he hopped on with was 105.3 The Fan.
We were in
the AAC. I'm just telling you, man, we dominate draft coverage here at this station. I love it. All right, so which fan base in all of sports in DFW is the smartest about their sport?
Ooh.
Like when it comes to being and you can still be a fan and be smart without being a realist all the time. Like you don't have to be a realist to understand your sport.
Sure.
But which fan base is the smartest about their sport, their team here in DFW?
And I actually do think, and yes, some people on the fan text absolutely know the exercise keyword. I do think that it is hockey fans. And that's a good thing and a bad thing. It's a bad thing because we talked about it yesterday, is sometimes hockey fans are not as accepting as newer hockey fans who don't know the rules, don't know the pronunciations for some of the players.
I saw the guy that you called out, or that called you out yesterday, kind of backtracked and was like, thank you for putting me in my place. Because you were right. All hockey needs more fans.
And it was a great example of how, like, even when we said a name wrong on purpose, somebody got really upset. And they were like, that's not how you say his name. And we're like, but that was the point. And he goes, but I don't think that was your point. And so, like, even when we were doing it on purpose, a hockey fan called us out. And I think that's both a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing because you'll be able to easily educate anyone who wants to jump into the fray. I think it's a bad thing because sometimes hockey fans are not always the most accepting to let those people into the fray. So might I put forth my argument that hockey fans are the most educated about their sport?
You know, I want to agree with you on the hockey fans. I really, because this is Texas, I want to say the football fans. I want to say that, but then I read all the social media posts about football from guys that are just, I don't know if they just got through smoking a whole tree and a wrapper before they put that out there. So I don't know if I can say Cowboys. I want to say Cowboys, or just football fans in general. Because this is Texas, and that's the sport that everybody should know if you're a Texan, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think people know enough about their own sport to even know about it.
I think because of the rise in fantasy football information, that there are a lot of smarter, intelligent players regarding the skill positions. Because when it comes to you know, anything else, there are a lot of people that are like, I don't know what that guy does, or why would I need that position? All you're thinking about is receiving touchdowns, running back
lineman.
Touchdowns. Yeah.
What's that going to do, man?
So whenever it comes down to, okay, hold on, is Tyron Smith actually falling apart? Well, I mean, he wasn't as bad, but then a lot of people will be like, oh, he's falling apart because they're not watching exactly what's going on. So he's still great.
Right.
You know, he's still great. He's just not the elite level that he's been in the past. And that's a young age for anyway. So I think people feel smarter because of fantasy sports. I think and Jared was just kind of pointing this out. So I'm going to take a page out of Jared's book. I think it's baseball fans. And I think it's because of the information that is at such a high level and the amount of information that baseball already necessitates as a sport in general. They track everything. They track how often a guy picks his nose on second base after he's stolen a base. You know, they track everything. And I feel like learning and being able to do all the algorithms that put together, you know, OPS and everything, and, you know, all the your whip and everything. I think these guys are starting to learn that more and understand how the numbers really create what a good player is and what a good player can be. And a lot of sport is feel. Like basketball, a lot of it's feel. But you're starting to see that change a little more too, with usage and usage percentage and all these other, you know, points per possession and all these things. You're starting to see those change a little more. I think right now though it's baseball, but just because of the amount of information that's out there.
Interesting. 877-881-1053 from the 817. Texas knows football the best. From another 817. Is Mike Modano still playing? That's how much I know about hockey. But you don't fit the bill, right? Like, I'm saying people who are fans of right. that sport. From the 580 all, it is hockey fans, but that's because there's not that many of them. And from the 940, I agree, it's hockey fans. Most football fans are passionate morons. What a magical way to describe so many football fans that I do know.
Well, take this into consideration, too. What do we always hear about football fans inside the stadium? They were cheering on third down when our team had the ball.
Yeah. Right?
Why weren't they quiet in that end zone? You know, and so that becomes an argument. Well, what about hockey? You never stop cheering in hockey. You just keep going unless you got scored on, and then you're like, okay, boo. But in hockey, it's just you keep that thing rocking as loud as you possibly can. In baseball, there's a, you know, and this is completely different from understanding the numbers. This is all about just knowing the sport and when you're supposed to be a fan and be rowdy. In baseball, when is it for your guy at the plate? If he's hitting, do you cheer during his pitch or do you cheer leading up to it? If your guy's at the plate, are you trying to rock the pitcher just a little bit? You got to figure out how to get into his mechanism. What's going on there? So I feel like Cowboys fans have failed at that a lot of times. And Stars fans, you saw it the other night, man. They rock. They've been rocking that barn hard.
The level of – I feel like that's an unfair comparison because there's not really a situation in which, you know, hockey guys got to get together and be like, all right, this is the play we're going to run. Like, it's a continuous game, and there's less of that communication necessary.
Well, I will say that if you listen, you can hear Bishop barking out orders.
Well, sure.
And he's one of the only goalies, netminders, that runs the defense, that runs the team the way that he does and is all constantly barking out orders from his position. So, you know, if that's something that they're relying on, it becomes important for them to be able to hear him, but he's really good at what he does.
As far as knowledgeable, I just thought about this. You've ever ran into somebody that has on some soccer kit whatsoever? They automatically know, right? Everything about everything you can most possibly ask about that sport.
That is an interesting point, and honestly, you're probably right. I can just never get past that level of pretension to actually listen to most of the things that they're saying. It's actually pronounced Wembley, and I'm just like, out. And so you're probably right, and they probably know the most, but that level of pretension prevents me from ever really understanding what they're saying, and so I've discounted them from.
Okay, so FC Dallas fans don't count then?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Overseas soccer fans.
Okay.
Real soccer fans for the best league in the world, take that. MLS, I will say they're usually okay because, I mean, think about the acceptance we've gotten from the FC Dallas. Every time one of us is out at one of the matches or we have any of the players on the show, they're like, you guys need to come hang out in the beer gardens or you need to come do a show here. And so I think they are pretty accepting and welcoming.
From the 703, some guys at the Fan don't know football. They said Eli Manning won't be a Hall of Famer and he is not the greatest, but he will get there.
I mean, I agree he's not the greatest, but a study of the modern Hall of Fame, and we went through this, tells you that the odds are pretty overwhelming that Eli Manning will get into the Hall of Fame, whether you like it or not.
I think, right. Yeah, I think that's more debate, on-air debate, sure. Because I think a lot of guys will sit back and look at the information rather than they'll look at the information and say, okay, yeah, he does belong in the Hall of Fame, rather than he's not my Hall of Famer. I think that's one that what
goes
comes
to the
into
passion,
play.
Right?
Yeah, because he's not my Hall of Famer.
No.
I look at him, I don't think he's my Hall of Fame quarterback, but then I look at the stuff he's accomplished in the league, and then I look at what all the other Hall of Famers did to accomplish and get in there, and I'm like, well, crap. I mean, it's very comparative.
I think this is a great point from the 903. The smartest fans in sports are Little League baseball parents because of them know exactly what's best and will scream it at the coach. That's a really good point. Uh-huh. How many parents have you ever met that are just there to support their kids and can keep their mouth shut? Sure, there are some, but you also see a whole lot more.
Yeah, I've been – so I've made a very – adamant point of just being sit there and cheer on kid dad, you know, like, because I don't want somebody being like, oh, that radio host right there, for one, but for two, I don't know. Yeah. Because of the celebrity factor that goes into it. But I also at the same time, like, I want my kid to enjoy it and not sit there and be like, I'm so embarrassed by my dad right now. But I appreciate my dad fighting for me and everything, but shouldn't he have taught me that before I got on the field today? Shouldn't I, you know, instead of yelling at my coach about things, shouldn't he trust that he went out and got the best possible coach to coach me for this sport, or that I'm going to enjoy and have a good time? Whatever. I think the kids just need to develop and enjoy their time until they get to where you're really paying big money for these kids.
To this day, I still remember being at a Plano East High School playoff baseball game, and this kid came up to bat with the bases loaded, and they were losing by 3 runs in game 3 of a playoff series. The kid's dad was standing right behind me, and he goes, oh, great. Now my kid's up to blow the effing game.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, my God. I hope, like, I was neutral until then. I was like, I hope he hits a grand slam, and I'm going to turn around and be like, way to support your effing kid, jerk.
Right.
He
didn't.
He did not. But and he goes, well, I knew that was going to happen. I was like, what the hell is the matter with you?
He knew his kid.
That is your kid, though. And you know he's going to yell at him in the car. That's freaking terrible.
From the 469, no NBA. I think there's a lot of Mavericks fans that still don't know the difference between a zone defense and a man-to-man defense. I think that there are a lot of Mavericks fans that don't understand pick and roll. And that love basketball, but don't understand what's happening to the game right now and why it's happening and how you can maybe beat it.
Think about the NFL draft tomorrow. Like, how
are you a Ryan now?
Whichever team takes like Quinnen Williams or, you know, Nick Bosa or whoever, how many of them are going to be like, oh, can't believe we took another white lineman or whatever, you know? But when the NBA draft came around, oh, can't believe we took another white foreigner, even though he had just been named MVP and won a championship, Luka, that is, in the second best league in the world. So I do think that maybe there's still some deficiency NBA fans to make up.
I was watching, and I was like, I just haven't seen enough of Luka to understand.
But you didn't rage against it. You weren't like, gross.
No, because the information I was getting from everybody else was, you're going to love it. So I just took that information, and it's turned out, yeah, I do.